I thought there was a false start. Are they doing okay? Getting better? You feel?
Figured that was coming first. I called you guys soft. Still a work in progress, man. That's what we're going to continue to do. I mean, as I told the guys, like, you can't be a nightmare to defend without being able to use multiple cadence, shifts, motions, formations. I mean, you just can't. So we got to fight to be elite there. We can't say that and then not fight to be elite. That's just the only way you're going to say it.
Todd, I know Lamar was excused today, but when you have a day like this, how valuable is it to get Cooper Rush reps with the first team?
That's great. No, you're right. It is valuable to get him out there and get with those guys. No, it's great. And Dev gets reps with the twos, so well, those guys could use the reps for sure.
What has always stood out to you about Cooper Rush, though?
Well, he just gets it. When I was in Tampa, we tried to get him there. But we were pretty loaded at quarterback. We thought we were going to get him, and you don't make it as long as you have without understanding, one, what's asked of you through your system, and yet knowing your liabilities as a player. And I think he's maximized that. I mean, he knows where to go with the ball, knows when to get it out on time, knows when to protect himself, understands concepts. That's what makes him a true pro.
Todd, where do you get the most value out of the joint practice?
Oh, it's just fun to do something different. You know, like I was talking to the guys, yeah, we went to the stadium yesterday, and it was the first time that I didn't get up in the morning and make a left, a right, and a left, grab a Diet Coke, come upstairs, make sure practice is okay, and the same routine, like, next day, same thing. It's like, okay, this is cool. You know, other than getting on an old yellow dog and taking it downtown, you know, like, to practice at the stadium, do something different. We get a new team coming in. You know, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, we get to see against other players, other schemes. And, it, you know, it's shrunk down into one day, which is great. We get one day, you know, play our guys. You know, you don't see the older your veteran guys as much, so it's as close as you're going to get to a game. And then we get the young guys ready to go play on Thursday night.
Given the schedule, just to kind of pick up on that, I mean, you guys, you know, John said, right, starters aren't going to play preseason games. You only get so many of these practices, get a couple joint practices. How valuable is it for starters in the closest thing to a game, to, especially when it comes to getting off to a fast start?
Sure. No, and we get an opportunity to go against – other people, other skill sets, other concepts. And I don't care. It when you go against another team, it feels like the first day. You know, you come out the first day, there's this enthusiasm. You're jacked. You're ready to go. First day of camp, 2025 Ravens. And then as you go against each other, you have your ups and downs, the ebb and flow of camp. We'll bring another team in, and here we go. Feels like the first day. It's time to compete. Time to show where we're at. And I'm fired up. I love going against other teams. I think it's awesome to see where we're at and to go against some other players and other schemes.
I think you have a lot of weapons on offense with Hopkins' arrival. Do you think you could go even more three receiver sets than you did last year?
I don't know. We'll see. That remains to be seen. We're still early in the process. I like what I've seen so far from our guys. As I said, in the spring, I see him as a starter. I see us having three starters. But I also see Charlie Kolar as a starter. I see Isaiah Likely as a starter. I think we could go two backs. I think we could have Derek out there and Justice, or Derek and Keaton. I think that's pretty cool. You know, that kind of versatility. So I see all those guys as starters. But you're right. I think we could end up going that direction. But that remains to be seen as we play it out. I think that's a good way of seeing it. I think going against someone else, it's only one day, so you don't want to, I don't know how much, but it is cool to go against some other teams. I mean, you know, you want to showcase where you're at, your players. It's fun, like I said, to compete. You get to compete against another group of guys.
Todd, when you have a team that's been this successful in the regular season as you guys have been the last two seasons, is it more important to do more of those joint practices? I mean, you guys have two joint practices.
I don't know, you have to ask coach on that. I think every day is important. To say that one extra joint practice is going to lend itself, like you said, in terms of having a great regular season, which is what we're trying to do. I mean, then we got to finish it off. I mean, you got to have a great regular season to put yourself in position for the back end. So I do think that it I do think it's important. I do enjoy doing it. I do think it heightens the competition, which is what you want. I mean, if iron sharpens iron. Now, we get to go against one of the best defenses in the league, so we get that every day, but it'll be fun to go against some other people.
Kind of, you know, Lamar is always, you know, he's improved as a passer, but he's, I think that's kind of overshadowed that he's still really dangerous as a runner as well. Have you ever had conversations with them, like, hey, maybe just limit it a little bit more or try to protect him anymore, or have you ever talked to him about the amount of times he would run the ball or scramble or anything?
No, the only thing we've ever talked about as a staff or collectively is he has to play the game once it's snapped. It's up to us to try to minimize the intended hits or the potential for hits. Once the ball is snapped and we've called a play or whatever the design is, could be a run where it's a QB driven, could be a pass where he scrambles. He goes and plays. And he wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, he'll say that. I mean, when the game's on the line, that dude wants it in his hands, one way or the other. So we're going to do that. But that's really the biggest thing is just how do we minimize the risk? But once it's called, man, he doesn't want it any other way. I mean, don't protect me. I'll protect myself.
All good?
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.